Good morning. My name is Dawn Luther. My wife Helen and I are honored and blessed to be hosts of Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul, a gospel program brought to you every Sunday morning by the Salvation Army Community Church in Collingwood, Ontario, Canada. This hour of worship can be heard at 6 a.m. on Country 105 from Shelburne, 7 a.m. on 560 CFOS, Owen Sound, and 98 The Beach, Port Elgin, and at 8 a.m. on Country 104.9 in Goderich. Our purpose is to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to encourage you in the faith. May God thoroughly bless you as you listen and reflect. We thank you for listening. Please continue to tune in every Sunday and tell your friends and family about our program, Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul.
Displayed. When Christ shall come. God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Good morning, and we greet you in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his children through Christ Jesus, our Redeemer. There is a Redeemer.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you.
Messiah, hope for sin.
This morning, Major Gord Armstrong will be teaching us about getting down to basics, referring to some parables that Jesus taught. The parables open our minds and eyes by beginning where we are with things easily understood, thus taking us from where we are and leading us to where we ought to be. Our scripture reading is from Matthew. Again, I would encourage you to take a hold of your Bible and follow along with Helen as she reads Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 46.
He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So he fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. The parable of the weeds explained. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. And may the good Lord give us new insights and blessings as we meditate upon his holy word.
Thank you, Helen. Let us freely and candidly ask ourselves, what does the Christian life really mean? What is valuable and important to us on this earth? What is our real treasure? Let us have a totally clear conscience and follow Jesus as our example. An example of a holy life, and throughout all aspects, we surely know that the Lord God is our strength.
The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
He let the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny, was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, in the ocean is dry, there's no stars in the sky, and the little sparrows can't fly. Remember, the thief hanging by his side. Then he spoke of love and compassion, and he took him to paradise. And if that if that
Stay with us and enjoy your weekend. More body, heart, mind, and soul with Don and Helen Luther in moments.
The Salvation Army has been successfully operating thrift stores throughout our broadcast area for decades. The thrift stores promote many good feelings, starting with the donors whose generous gifts of good used items, particularly clothing, bestow that joyfulness associated with a cheerful giver. Many of the thrift store customers, including some of the working poor, receive great bargains that help alleviate financial stress. The Salvation Army thrift stores also provide some local employment, as well as worthwhile opportunities for volunteers. We all benefit from reduced demands on the environment through the continued use of goods, rather than constant manufacture of new products. All said, everyone wins through the thrift stores. The Salvation Army thanks all the donors, customers, employees, and volunteers. May God richly bless you, and thank you for listening to our weekly program.